The Youth's Instructor, December 11, 1902, A Call to Service. God calls for workers. His cause needs men who are self-made, who, placing themselves in His hands as humble learners, have proved themselves workers together with Him. These are the men that are needed in the work today. Let those who have shown themselves to be men move out and do what they can in the Master's service. Let them step into the ranks and, by patient, continuous effort, prove their worth. It is in the water, not on land, that we learn to swim. Let them fill with fidelity the place to which they are called, that they may be qualified for still higher responsibilities. God gives all opportunity to perfect themselves in His service. He who puts on the armor to war a good warfare will gain greater and still greater ability as he strives to perfect his knowledge of God, working in harmony with the plan that God has given for the perfect development of the physical, mental, and spiritual powers. Young men and young women, gather a store of knowledge. Do not wait till some human examination pronounces you competent to work, but go out into the highways and hedges and begin to work for God. Use wisely the knowledge that you have. Exercise your ability with faithfulness, generously imparting the light that God gives you. Study how best to give to others peace and light and truth and the many other rich blessings of heaven. Constantly improve, keep reaching higher and still higher. It is the ability to put to the task the powers of mind and body, ever keeping in view eternal realities, that is of value now. Seek the Lord most earnestly, that you may become more and more refined, more spiritually cultured. Then you will have the very best diploma that anyone can have, the endorsement of God. However large, however small your talents, remember that what you have is yours only in trust. Thus, God is testing and trying you, giving you opportunity to prove yourself true. To Him you are indebted for all your capabilities. To Him belong your powers of body, mind, and soul, and for Him these powers are to be used. Your time, your influence, your capabilities, your skill, all must be accounted for to Him who gives all. He uses His gifts best, who seeks by earnest endeavor to carry out the Lord's great plan for the uplifting of humanity, remembering always that He must be a learner as well as a teacher.